I'm Izzy Rock, host of Tales from the Hard Side podcast, and you're listening to the Bad Parenting Podcast. Go rate, review, and subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher.
Warning, the following auditory experience may contain themes of an adult nature. The opinions expressed are those of the podcasters and not of their respective employers, parents, and or legal guardians. Content may not be appropriate for children, small animals, work, and your mom. Enjoy the show. Diabetes.
Fucking pussy babies need to toughen the fuck up.
Of course, devil stopped.
I do like that.
Oh my fucking god, I shit myself.
Was I supposed to do show prep?
This could be a while.
Cafe smash.
Bad Parenting Podcast, we're all up in your mom.
I always swore I'd never beat my children.
I'm drinking some milk, bitches.
We had gourmet cheese.
No, nothing ever gets done in Hollywood.
How awesome.
If only you could see the glare.
Hey, I'm Justin. No, that doesn't work either.
Oh my god, the smell. I hope you're ready for a clusterfuck of epic proportions.
Love your children while keeping your sanity. This is the Bad Parenting Podcast.
Yes, welcome to episode 94 of Bad Parenting Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Jody.
And we are podcasting from Hoth.
Yeah, it's not that cold. I'm trying to convince you. This is what it always feels like to me, even in the house. Like, I feel like I need a blanket and a wet sweater and a...
No, it's actually not that bad out here. It's like it's a balmy 56 degrees. I just checked the thermostat.
I've got my blanket on. I'm good.
Yeah, we've converted the garage into a workout slash podcasting area because this house
There's
is too tough.
No room.
This house has tons of room, but it's all used. It's designed so poorly.
It's designed really poorly. And
I'm sorry, but when we say we've got a 2,000 square foot house, most people are like, oh my god, 2,000.
It's not 2,000.
It's close. It's pretty damn close.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's like 18 and some change.
I checked. It's like 16.
They lied to us.
Yeah.
Those bitches.
The county records say it's a lot less than...
When what they put in the posting when they... Maybe they were measuring the garage too then.
I don't know. I just know that it's not that big. And... It feels like not that big.
Right. And it's poorly laid out. Like, I've been in houses of the same size that with different layouts, much nicer, but...
Anyway.
It's all good. So we just...
Let's not bitch.
No, we're not.
It's warm. It's dry.
Yeah.
And in this week's weather,
week,
like...
It proved itself
more
mighty.
More than most people can say.
Yeah, even my mom's house flooded in the basement.
Your mom's house place, one of my good friends here locally, her entire basement had like 3 feet of water.
Right.
Yeah,
it's pretty... It makes you understand why a lot of places install sump pumps in the basement now and whatnot, so...
But it happens really rarely here.
Oh, no, yeah, I know.
There are places where that is standard procedure because that happens all the time. But here, it's very rare for it to be because of rain.
Right.
Like, we get a lot of flooding, seasonal flooding with near creek beds and, you know, every 20 years it'll flood in certain areas and near rivers. But we don't get, it rained so much it flooded.
Right.
Very often.
Yeah. And we also don't get what was the final tally? Like 5.6 inches of rain in 48 hours?
I think it was more like 6.1.
No, in the first 48 hours.
Oh, okay.
Over the entire course of it, we got almost 7 inches of rain in a week. But the first six of it came in like the first 48 hours.
It was so bad.
It was. It was crazy. And I was driving up to Spokane when this was all going on.
When it started.
And it started and it was coming down. It was snowing pretty heavily up in the mountain pass, which was fine for me.
Yeah.
But I had some jackass in a 3/4 ton behind me pickup that was kept trying to like push me faster. And then when I watched him break loose once and almost do a complete 360, you could tell that he shot himself and then decided to slow down a little bit. Like, yeah, fuck nut. You can't go that fast up here in this stuff, especially not in a pickup truck. There's no weight in the ass end. You don't have traction.
Well, you're on your way out of town. You're like, it's snowing up here. I'm like, well, it's raining here.
Yeah.
And it just continued. It just kept
going.
The
fucked up thing was, like, yeah, we're going to have some heavy rain this weekend. And we hear that from the weather guys all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have some heavy rain. Okay. It's fucking Oregon. Yeah, we have heavy rain. This wasn't heavy rain. This was like, I almost thought Christ might be coming back. And I'm not even there anymore, but it got me pretty close to going, if the second coming is going to happen in Portland, this is how it's going to be. It's just going to flood all the wicked people out.
And the infrastructure that we have around was not prepared for it. A lot of the flooding happened because the storm drains weren't clear.
So here's the part that I have to bitch about a little bit. We live in Oregon. it rains all the time. If there's one thing that we should have infrastructure for, we should have infrastructure for rain. It's really, really sad that we don't have I know, there's a that picked up all of a sudden. It appears to be my channel. Oh, that was weird. My channel went all wonky there for a second. We have infrastructure for nothing. We can't handle rain, but it rains here all the time. We can't do snow. It doesn't snow here all the time, and I can understand that one.
I still, like, people are like, how can you guys shut the whole city down when it snows half an inch? It's like, because we're not set up to deal with that.
Right.
And maybe we should be in the future, but also it costs a lot of money to be set up to do things
And if you're not, we don't get enough snow often enough to, have plows on standby and all that jazz.
And let's be honest, if the city came to the voters and said, we want this much money so that we can do this, everybody would say, fuck no.
Yeah, no.
So,
They'd want to invest it in something like a hippie sculpture downtown or, something patchouli scented. I mean, it's just, that's the way certain parts of the area vote.
Bad. Anyway, so I understand not being set up for snow. I don't understand not, like,
and I don't
it's going to rain a lot. Let's make sure all the storm drains are clear.
And even when they are clear, though, I read this in an article. There's a certain point that it gets to where the sewage and everything dumping into the river, mm-hmm. it's designed to do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, ew.
It's gross.
You guys designed this. So they designed our sewer system so that if it's over a certain amount of water, they just dump it all into the river.
Mm-hmm.
That's
phenomenal. And then they just tell you to not go.
Well, that reminds me of that. Like, it was some of those Simpsons episodes where it's like, it's not going to be a problem until like 40 years from now. We won't worry about it. And sure as shit, here we are.
Literally, sure as shit.
Yeah. And then so once I got to Spokane and I got settled in my hotel room, I start checking the news reports. I'm like, holy fuck, this isn't just a lot of rain. This is like all the rain.
Oh, and all day.
Yeah.
Just so you know, this road school's, and it's like, I'm getting it from like 8 different people and you're up.
Care
in,
about you.
And you're up in Spokane. You're like, by the way, this is happening. But I'm like, I know, I'm seeing it. I'm here.
Yeah. Well, I've got my phone set up, so all the local area guys that do the traffic reports and whatnot, there's hashtags they put out on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of those hashtags come through, and it immediately notifies me, because normally I'm trying to avoid exactly what happened, which was,
everything I-5, shut down. Yeah. I-5 shut down. Highway 30, which is a main road that I travel every day.
Same here.
The Cornelius Pass, which is another main road that I have to have to get back and forth to work. They rerouted I-5 via Highway 30.
And a drive that would normally take about 20 to 25 minutes
was taking 6 hours.
6.5 hours.
No joke.
Because that one pissed me off. I'm like, what brilliant fucktard at ODOT said, yes, take I-5 and put it on the Highway 30. I have a hard enough time getting through the Scappoose area with the 4 stoplights that it has because they're all timed improperly during normal to moderate traffic, let alone freeway levels of traffic. So
it was awful.
Yeah, and I'm just glad that you didn't get stuck in any of it.
I count myself lucky.
Yeah.
I did have to make one trek from that side of town to this side of town, but it was before it got bad.
So it only
took me an hour versus the 3 hours it was taking people later in the day.
And then 6, and then almost 7.
Yeah, but just from Rocky Point to St. Helens, even during the worst of it, would have been like 3 to 4 hours.
Right. Yeah, so it was, but... And then, so I see that, I'm like, crap, okay, so these are shutting down. Then my mom posts on the Facebook about how her
basement
is, and she made it sound like, there's a little water in there, so we extracted it. But I'm like, okay, no big deal. And then then she's like talking about how, she sent me a text about something, and I'm like, no, she's not, this isn't like mom had a little bit of water. She's like really, so I call my buddy who's a contractor up. I'm like, hey, I'm out of town. If you could just call her and talk to her about this, let's see what's going on. Get a plan in place so we can get it fixed, whatever. Dad just left on a trip, so he's not coming back for a little bit. So whatever we could do to get that, squared away would be great. And he actually went over there and ended up having to pull the carpet up in the basement all the way out into the living room area down there.
Yeah.
And then cut off the bottom 18 inches of sheetrock because it was soaking the water up the wall.
Yeah.
Because pro tip for anybody who does sheetrock, you never in a basement or any area that's going to have possible moisture intrusion issues take it all the way to the floor. You always leave a gap because that way if there is minor flooding like that, and in the grand scheme of things, she had like inch, it wasn't like a whole ton of water, but it was enough to cause damage. But it was just like a straw. It was sucking it up the side of the wall. So he had to cut it up as high as it had made it.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, of course, I got to talk about what they're going to do around the foundation area to get it fixed, et cetera, et cetera. So Yeah, it was just the, and I'm sitting there, you know, feeling impotent in Spokane because I can't do anything to help anybody. I can't help you guys. I can't help them. I can't do this. I'm just like, I'm just up here in Spokane. Gonna eat my dinner. Go to class tomorrow. Well,
we didn't have, other than, you know, like changing some travel plans, we really, right. Our family got out of this, well, really scot-free.
We did. And we have, this is the one time that I think living on this little fucked up incline we live on was great because all the water went flying around behind us. We're high enough up. There's no fucking way it's ever going to get us.
Yeah.
My only concern, and it proved itself today, was that I had seen the specs and the tech and the drops for the retaining wall and how much drainage he had put behind it. So in theory, it should have done exactly what it did, mm-hmm. but it was still a concern I had of, I'm going to get a phone call that, you know, the house is on the bottom of or whatever. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. It didn't happen. So, you know, that's obviously, that's the one thing that he did around here. The owner of this place did. That's actually decent. I don't
think he did that.
Although his name is on all the plans.
Really?
All the permits, everything. So I'm assuming, you know, maybe he's just really good at like that kind of work and just not so good at the finishing work on the inside. That's possible. I know plenty of people are like that.
Yeah.
I'm like that. You give me a rough in on a wall, I can rough in and frame a wall all day long. You want me to do all the nice little finishing touches on paint and mud? Help. I need help with this, please. So yeah, it was just a mess. And then we capped the end of the week with, I finally get back, but then it was an extra long trek because I had to find a way home. I couldn't come down my normal way because of the fact that Highway 30
got closed.
I couldn't dare go near I-5 in certain spots because of what was going on. And then you needed me to grab something from the office, mm-hmm. so I went that direction instead. And then when I left the office, I checked the traffic reports, and something on 84 went all wonky. So I had, and it got shut down for a second. So I am taking all the back roads from Marine Drive, and it just, yeah. So I got in the car. I don't know, I want to say 9:30, 10 o'clock that morning,
mm-hmm.
and got home, what was it, 7?
Yeah.
7:30, something like that, which, and that drive is normally a 6-hour drive if you're just straight through, so that was fun. I tried, everything about the week got screwed up. I had a lunch meeting with a customer, got canceled, so I tried stopping at two other customers on my way out of Spokane in a different town. One was in a meeting, the other one I couldn't get a hold of, so that didn't work, and so I'm just like, you know what, at this point, between the floods and everything else, it's like the apocalypse is happening. I'm just going to get home to my family and be ready to fight some fucking zombies or something. You know, this is how it starts. Patient Zero's rain from the clouds.
It was a weird week. It had some rough patches, mm-hmm. but I mean, like I said, overall, I think we escaped it pretty decently. So
yeah, I think so too.
I'm not going to complain too much.
No, I mean, all things considered, no property damage, no loss of anything. I've got a minor little pool that I had to deal with here in the garage that's shown up again, but it's where it's always...
Yeah, it's always leaked in right there because it's got something to do with the way the concrete lays.
Right, there's that one spot in the middle of the door. The seal is just not enough to keep the rain from driving in a little bit, but you just sweep it back out the front door and close it back down, you're good to go. It's not like it doing anything. So, it was... The whole thing was just kind of a clustered mess.
Yeah,
so.
Bleh.
And, you know, even when I was up there in Spokane, I had the best of intentions for getting a couple things done. Because that's the one thing I can appreciate about my trips is a lot of times if I've got downtime in the hotel room, I'll get my work wrapped up and then I can usually work on other stuff. And I've got some Christmas projects that I'm working on that nobody can see, so I can't really work on them all at home or when people are with me. And I was going to get some of those worked out, and nope, that didn't happen. So I'm going to try to find some free time this week while I'm, you know, working from home and whatnot, and see if I can take a break here and there to get a few finishing touches done on some items. And then just Christmas in general is like, you know, 2 weeks. And it's just like, oh, crap. Actually, officially 12 days from today is Merry Christmas time.
Yikes.
So, and this is the next week I'm taking off. No, well, technically not next week, but the week after next I'm taking off. So I'll be working this week and then all that. Yeah, it's just 2015 is almost over and the whole thing's kind of been a run.
A whirlwind tour. A whirlwind of adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was only supposed to be a 3-hour tour, right? Old Gilden's Island reference or something?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. We have a voicemail. Want to dive into the voicemail?
Sure.
We can dive into the voicemail. And this should all work out the way I want it to. I always say that, don't I?
You do.
Yeah. And, so this is from our good buddy over at the Mediocre Show, Eric Tomorrow.
Hey, Justin and Jody, it's Eric Tomorrow. Just wanted to say, I'm really enjoying the show this week. I mean, I enjoy it every week. But I was listening to your show as I was running this morning, like I do. And I didn't want to stop listening, so I kept running for an additional mile and a half. So thank you for that. I hope you guys are having a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
I don't think I've ever run a mile and a half in my life.
Well, you... No, I ran a combined couple miles a few times. I got chased by the herd of cattle at my grandma's farm. You got a few, 60, 75 head of cattle chasing your ass down, threatening to stampede you. You'll find the ability to run pretty goddamn quick.
Oh, it's not about, I have run. I don't currently run,
right.
But he's an inspiration as far as the running. I really want to be a runner. Like I right. would really like to do that. I just don't.
Well, that's why we're getting this treadmill and everything set up inside here.
I know.
I've got to go down and get my
shoe. Every time I start running, I hurt myself. Like, but literally, every time.
I was talking to them about that. We're doing it wrong.
Well, duh.
We got to get our shoes.
I know.
Got to go to the place and get our feet measured. And,
I know.
And
but I'm also, not a small person. And well, I'm a big person on a tiny frame.
You got to take it easy there for a little while until you start dropping it.
Like the ankles. I picked up
hilarious as it's going to sound, I picked up an exercise DVD set while I was out
You're
of town.
So
too.
Cute.
No, it's coming in the mail. So mm-hmm. that's probably what I'm looking for. It's why I bought the exercise mat too. No, the reason that's not what's so funny about it.
Oh.
What's funny about it is I even wanted to say this makes me want to laugh, but Diamond Dallas Page, an old wrestler, mm-hmm. he's created an exercise routine that's low impact because of the fact that he got fucked up during the wrestling and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it's the most retarded goddamn thing ever if you just look at it at face value. Like he's doing this weird yoga type thing, workout, yada, yada, yada. But he won't use any of the yoga names. He's got Diamond Dallas Bulldozer and all this just macho type shit, but the reviews on it were out of the goddamn world as far as what it did, and so I figured pick it up, had a risk-free 30-day trial, I'll try it out and see what we can do. But I figured that's our biggest problem for both of us is we'll start working out and
I'll
fuck my knee up or
I twist my ankle,
right? And so
that's usually what
and this whole
me.
Thing was it's all supposed to be like that but without the without all the ouch. So and I'm gonna go down to a running store and get my shoes. I have my feet all measured so I can get the right kind of shoes.
Yeah, I have bad feet. I have mm-hmm. the flat feet thing going on.
I've never actually had anybody look at my feet, so I don't know what it is.
The only reason I know that is because when I was in high school, I did a weightlifting class, mm-hmm. and part of that was running before because you got to anyway. And
your teacher was way more involved than mine was.
And I was having serious pain just right. from running and my knees and my joints and my everything. And he, some football coach, because all high school teachers right. are actually football coaches in disguise.
Right.
And he's like, you need to go have your feet checked by an orthopedic blah, 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 blah. So I did. And he's like, yeah, I forget how he phrased it, but it was essentially good thing. If you'd been a part of the draft, they would have kicked you out because of your feet. Right. They're that bad.
Right.
Because I wouldn't be able to march or right. I guess because I don't. Anyway, long story. But I have flat feet. Yeah. So they gave me these weird orthotic insert things that my dad paid a fucking fortune for. Mm-hmm. And I wore them for years and years and years. And they reshaped, quote unquote, my feet. Mm-hmm. So where they weren't quite as flat. Mm-hmm. But I think they're not. I think that's kind of worn off.
You got to hit the flats back again.
I think so. Well, think about all the extra weight being pregnant.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Ugh.
Well, and for me, it's just one of those things that I've never really had. You know me, I don't get sick very often. I don't get, the worst problems I have right now are residuals from two car accidents I've been in, mm-hmm. or my neck will seize up from time to time and give me a bad headache. But otherwise, I'm pretty, the chiropractor even said that I'm the most flexible person he's ever seen. Mm-hmm. And
he didn't say flexible. He said your limber. Joints were.
Well, yeah, not flexible, but just loose. Like, I'm just
Yeah.
He's like, I don't get injured very much. I don't get hurt.
If your joints go out of place, it's very easy for you to just pop them back where they belong.
Right.
They reset really easily.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with things sticking your rib that keeps popping out like yours does.
Well, my rib pops out because of that car accident.
But I'm just saying, I don't have, I've been in those and they're just, cracking back into place and I'm good to go.
Yeah, this will entertain some listeners. I actually have a rib that sits on top of my rib cage. Mm-hmm. it's actually out of socket and it has been for a decade.
And they say they can't fix it. And they can just keep they can't permanently fix it. They just gotta keep popping it back into place.
And it hurts like fuck.
Yeah. So.
It hurts just thinking about it. Like, literally, that just made me, like, cringe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been really hurting again lately.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Very anyway. Much so. Yeah. So, it, yeah, it was, you're welcome, Mr. Tomorrow. I'm glad we can inspire you to run longer, or at least force you to run longer. And, I think that's maybe that's a return payment for him helping us fix the audio problem I didn't know we had. But he's like, I really like to listen to you when I run, but I can't hear you on my Bluetooth speaker, and I can hear other podcasts on Bluetooth, so I'm figuring that there's probably something wrong with yours, but I didn't want to be a dick about it. I'm like, no, be a dick. When it comes to audio production, you be a dick to me. I want you to understand that I will, anything you say, I'll do it. You could tell me that I need to like go get gold-tipped whatevers and plug them into this, and I'd be like, okay.
Gold-tipped whatevers?
Right. If he says it's going to make my audio better, and Mr. Tomorrow says it is, fuck yeah, I'm going to do it. It's one of those things where I'm actually, when I understand and I recognize a professional, or he won't consider himself a professional, I don't know, somebody who's got experience in the field, I don't want to give him more clout than he's willing to take, because he's kind of, you know, that way about it. It's like, oh, no, I'm, you know, he's like me, doesn't take compliments very well, right?
Okay.
That's where I was trying to go with that. Anyways, when I notice there's somebody that's got experience and knows what they're doing in the industry, I will, go ahead, laugh. I hate that. You had that look Tempe gets. You hate your microphone cable.
Okay, I'm good.
I will. I'm not stupid. I listen to them if they have if they have an opinion that makes sense. And he's helped out with a lot of stuff. And he's only been doing it for 10 years. So
yeah, certainly. I mean that's like no,
like right,
no time
right.
at all.
He's still young in the game. So. Yeah, Chris, like we said, Christmas is coming, so next week we're going to have a holiday episode.
Yahoo!
We are going to talk about
Christmas traditions
yeah,
the lies our parents told us.
Well, just, it's one of the few holidays where, like, lying is all, it's all good.
We'll get into it next week, but I have a retort for that.
That's fine.
Practically all of our holidays are centralized around a lie.
Right. Well,
if you go by tradition, like
right. No, but
current, modern.
Yes. But so, we'll get on that. We really lie a lot about Christmas. Like there's a lot of, you know.
Well, there's a lot of creepy lies about Christmas.
Right.
Like, let's be honest. So we'll get into this next week. Mm-hmm. Please send in any comments or thoughts you have, listeners.
Or if you guys want to talk, one other thing would be cool to talk about too is traditions. Like everybody has a Christmas tradition. Now, I'm not saying it's always like, you know, it's not like we go down every, like I've got my aunt and my uncle, whom I love dearly, but they're like your picturesque, perfect family when it comes to certain stuff, which is actually going to lead right into our topic today, which is going to be great. But every year, there's always the picture of this really just good-looking, you know, young family with they've got like 6 kids, and their kids are married now, and they always have this annual tradition that on Black Friday they go up to this one spot and they cut down their trees, and they've got these awesome pictures of them out there, like, oh, we're drinking hot cocoa, and blah, blah, blah. Like, what? I'm usually scrambling last second.
They look like they stepped out of a catalog.
Right. And so people have those kind of traditions. And then, like, there's other families that are, you know, we really try not to kill each other during the holidays. That's their tradition. So there's a grand, you know, broad scheme. And it could even be, like, you know, if you have traditions that were, like, old versus new. Like, what did you do when you were part of your family as a kid? Now that you have your own family, what do you do now? Did you retain any of that? Did you get rid of it? So if you guys want to call in any suggestions or leave any voicemails or email, whatever, we'd be happy to talk about it on the show, because it's interesting to see just how differently people do something that's celebrated by everybody, you know, and just how different it can be. But like I said, it also leads right into this topic of that article that we just read. Yes,
because your aunt looks like she stepped off a fucking Pinterest board.
Right.
Like, I just did all this Pinteresting, and then I just made it with my magical powers. Yeah.
And the gist of this article is basically about... I just read the damn thing, too. Like, literally before I came in here to record.
It's basically that when she gave up doing the Pinteresting and the be a perfect mom,
right,
overdo everything, she was a lot happier for it. And
so was the family.
And I'm going to read my favorite quote from it, because this is me in, like, two sentences. So just fuck it. You can get caught up in the mommy wars. You can't get caught up in the mommy wars if you leave the game to drink under the bleachers with the cool kids.
Yeah. And it was basically, she was talking about those people that are like, you know, well, I only do like homemade goldfish crackers and da da da, or I only do this, or like, you ever see those nailed it pictures where like he had this perfect thing he's gonna find on Pinterest, and then it's like, it looks a little morphed and dead on the other side. And that's something I've had to come to grips with grappling as a father too, is like, that you always see those picturesque dads. They're always up there cheering on the side of the lines when their kids are playing sports and whatnot and this and that. And while I don't discourage sports or any of that jazz, I'm not one of those guys that's like, you know, hey team, yeah, da, da, da. You know, I'm not your picturesque father as far as, that kind of crap goes. And the rest, you know, like as it was a basketball game, I wasn't down there like, you know, giving the coach tips like, oh, we gotta get in there, get team, and we gotta do this, do that, whatever, blah blah blah. The way I'm looking at it is like, no. See, you decided to volunteer your time, like the schmuck you are, because you thought you had time to do this and you don't. I was smarter enough to know that I could come here and support my kid and his team, but I couldn't actually, like, you know, support him in that way. So I'm not gonna try to commit. My ex made that mistake when she stepped up and tried to coach the T-ball team. Her heart was in the honestly, at that point, it was the best of intentions, but she had no fucking clue how the game worked.
Yeah.
She had no clue how to coach, and it just went to shit. And it didn't help that we had literally had that mouse from Cinderella on the team. The kid's name was Gus, and he acted, and it was just like him. So, but yeah, it's one of those things, if you constantly compare yourself to other parents, what other parents are doing, you can start setting up an impossible metric for yourself to try to.
And I think that's the most important part is, yes, if you see something cool and you want to do it because you want to do that thing, that's great. But it's the metric. It's the using it as a, am I a good mom if I do this thing?
Or if I don't do it. Or even if I do attempt to do it and I fail at it, that still makes me a crappy person.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that doesn't fly with me. I mean, it's...
'Cause we've had some cool stuff come off of stuff I saw online.
Right. We've tried some stuff that did not go so well.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done all sorts of things.
The dream catchers with the glue and the marble thing was not a good thing. Well. No.
Yeah.
Let's not do that again.
The bubbles with the glycerin. Use glycerin syrup.
Yeah.
Trying to melt down suppositories into water.
Yeah, it doesn't
which
work.
Is all we had. And okay, sorry.
That sounds really weird.
It's all we could find in town.
Yeah.
It's not like I had the suppositories just chilling in my you know, just in case things get a little. There it goes again.
Was it me?
No, there's a signal coming through on the preamp on that one channel.
And it's it went away.
Yeah, okay. That's going to... I think I had edited it out in post, at least to get it to stop doing it, but that just is going to... All right, I'll look at that next week. I think it might be the heater kicking on and off. So, we'll see. But, I don't have suppositories just chilling in my hall closet. It's not like...
Anyway, so. I read a thing about how to make better bubbles, and one of the ingredients was glycerin, so I went to go get glycerin, and they only had that, and I tried it, and it did not work. So that's
And wow. I'm pretty sure that's half of what nuked that tree out there when that bucket...
I don't know.
When Trent tipped the bucket over and dumped the root system. Yeah, I don't think... between soap and glycerin, I don't think trees...
But the only reason I'm saying that might not be what killed it is because there's a tree just like that over there that didn't have anything dumped on it that is also dead in exactly the same way.
It's right off the neighbor's property. Anything could got dumped there. So
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's why I said
I don't want to blame.
No, that's why I said half of what got it. Like, it was going out, and then that was just the final straw. Like, you know, fuck it, I'm out. Not a big deal.
I'm not sure how glycerin would make a tree die.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking more like along the lines of the soap.
But I'm still not sure how the soap would make a tree die.
But you ingest enough soap, let's see what happens to you.
Bring it on. The cleanest guts in town.
No, I don't want that mess. Just going to lock you in a Dexter-style clean room. We can just hose down when it's all said and done.
That is gross.
So, and then we cap the week off. With I jumped shit there again, didn't
you? Totally did.
My head's on, so
we were talking about Pinteresting.
That's right, yeah. So the impossible metric you set up for yourself,
yes.
I'm back in the game now,
I think. I was like, where are you going?
Driving this bus off the cliff. It's just you can't. I learned early on as a child to I always knew my parents and everything. We marched to the beat of a different drum, so to speak. We didn't do the whole. We had traditions, but we didn't like didn't do the whole traditional. Like every year we have to go do this on Easter, or every year we have to go do this on Christmas, and every year, you know. But we had certain things we always did as a family. Like we always had dinner together at the table. Unless, like, you know, as I started to work as a teenager, there was times where I couldn't be there. But if I wasn't busy, I was at home. We all sat down as a family eating dinner together. That was something we did, which I almost think that kind of stuff is way more important than a once a year shebang. You know, if you're doing both of them, great. But like, if you're never spending time together the rest of the year and you only get together on Christmas, my opinion is that almost that it's more important to be the more on a daily thing. We would go do like family trips in the movie theater, like a couple times a year. Cause like we didn't have a whole shit ton of cash. So we would always make, it would be a special outing, but that was always something we did together. It's like we'd pick a movie and we'd go see it, et cetera, et cetera. And then this was more of a forced tradition for me, but I appreciate it now. I was always fucking out there working on the goddamn cars with my dad when they broke. Didn't matter. Like, I remember one time I had like this huge, I was going to go to movies with my friends and all this stuff. I had the whole day planned for Saturday, and then my mom's car goes kerplunk. Dad's like, clear your Saturday. We got the car to work on. I'm like, but I have friends and plans. He's like, no, you don't. You have plans. You out here being my bitch. I'm like, fuck me. But it worked out to my advantage because now I'm, you know, able to fix that kind of stuff. So,
do you realize you changed topics again? Because now you're talking about traditions. We were talking about Pinterest.
Well, we were talking about you can't do metrics and metrics. Oh, okay. Like I was saying that some families, they have very set traditions. Like the my aunt who walks off.
I know. I just.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. So, but that's my point is like the Pinterest stuff, a lot of that comes from being able to like do the whole, like there's the traditional stuff, like the Christmas type stuff. Then there's the people who, well, as an example, like you and I both work.
Mm-hmm.
So neither one of us is a stay at home parent.
Right.
So we don't have stay at home parent time.
Right.
And one thing I do notice is that there are a lot of people who aren't stay at home parents who still do a lot of cool shit with their kids, but still beat up themselves because they can't accomplish all the things that people who have stay-at-home parent time mm-hmm. can accomplish. And that's not to negate what a stay-at-home parent does, because it's not easy, but you do have some more time to get some stuff done
right.
versus trying to do a full-time job and commuting and. So you just can't, you know, you can't compare that. You can't, that, yeah, that's how I got there. The comparison as a child to other people's traditions, thinking that maybe we weren't doing something right. Then I realized, no, we were. See, you're fucking me up for nothing.
No, no. You would start talking about Christmas stuff. And I was like, it got me. Yeah. Anyway, you were wrong. I was right.
Sure, buddy. So give us an example of a time where you were trying to do like the whole comparing thing for you and then got over it. You got over it pretty fucking quick.
I did.
But there were a few times where, you know.
Well, I think I tried to do a lot of things for Tempe before she was born. Like I had some serious nesting issues.
Jesus, yeah, you did. I remember. Now that you say that, I remember.
Pinterest wasn't a thing yet. Or rather, I hadn't discovered Pinterest yet at that point, but there were other things.
Yeah.
Facebook was still a thing. I'm trying to think of something that I did that was just went totally awful, and I was like, fuck it, I'm done.
If I make a suggestion, will you not take it as a criticizing things? I'm not trying to criticize you.
I don't know.
But I just want to say like something I noticed, that you really tried hard to work on it and didn't go the way you wanted to. You got frustrated and you quit, and it wasn't a bad thing, but I don't want you to take it as a critique.
Shit.
I'm setting this. No, the baby book. Like, there's people that do, like, the really ornate baby books.
Oh,
that have, like,
no,
you're
talking about scrapbooking.
Yeah.
Specifically scrapbooking.
But scrapbooking the baby book, where, like, it's, like, baby's first booty, baby's first snot rag, baby's first drool rag, and you know, all this stuff, and where they go, like, way overboard with all that. That was something you tried hard. Like, you were really, like, you know, we're going to, you had, like, you'd set all the stuff aside. I'm going to get to it. I'm like, when? In between the nursing sessions or the time where she's barfing or when? So the only free time you get is when I got her asleep on, because that was when she would only go to sleep on me. But the only free time you get from her is when she's falling asleep on me. And at that point, you're over in the chair because you're tired. I understand this. So when? But you did. You tried really hard to do the whole scrapbooking thing. And all the little ornate like scissors and all that jazz. And
I think
they're still around here somewhere, aren't they?
No, I think we got rid of them.
Did you finally get rid of them?
I'm pretty sure.
I didn't dare pull the trigger on that. So if they were gone,
I'm pretty sure that we got rid of them. And
I'm just saying it publicly that if they're gone, you got rid of them. You can't come back on me for that.
I think they got something spilled on them, actually, and I was like, I don't want to clean them. Like, I'd rather get rid of them than clean them.
That's possible.
That's probably because most likely. Because that is a classic for me. Like, it is. It's gross. I'm done.
It's one of the few things about you that every once in a while I'm saying no. Like, there was one time, like, I think Trent crapped himself. We're just going to throw these underwear out. Like, no, we don't. We have a limited supply of his underwear. And we just got these. We're not throwing them out. Just give me the goddamn thing. So I dropped the shit literally into the toilet and then hosed them down real good and did a sanitary cycle in the wash machine.
Poop for me is like burn it. Just kill it till it dies. Like, I'm done.
Well, see, and my dad was very, being raised the way we were raised, when there's something where there's a mess, but when something like that happened, you hosed it off, you cleaned it up, you did it.
Okay.
You know.
So, and this is just two sides of the same coin, because me growing up, if something got gross or blah, 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 my mom would make us keep it, clean it, etc.
Right.
Even when it shouldn't have been.
Well, see that, no, my dad was very good about being able to call it when it was gross.
So now
right.
that I'm an adult and I get to make my own fucking choices mm-hmm. and I have the choice between cleaning it or throwing it away, if I have the option, like if it's a $1.50 item and I'm not flat broke, it's going in the fucking trash.
Well, that's fine. But at the time, we didn't have a lot of extra cash.
I'm just saying, that is what happens to my psyche.
I had just sprung on some new drawers for him and he happened to have an accident. And then it was like his favorite pair of underwear, and he felt really bad because he was trying to get to the toilet in time, and he just like, I didn't make it. And the look of heartbreak on his own face, like, I just shit myself. I shit myself in front of God and everybody else. I have shit in my pants. There is poop in my... And he's just has that look on his face, like, God damn it.
Shame. Utter shame.
Yeah, we're just like, I don't know how I'm going to live myself. I mean...
you know what? I have to say that about Trent. He was the easiest to potty train because
he did not like
it. He had that shame feeling. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that was our fault. No. Like, we didn't.
We would just clean him up and whatnot. He'd just be like, I'm sorry, I pooped. And I'm like, buddy, don't apologize. I mean,
we've always been like anti-shame on the pooping. Like, let's not turn our kids into like a walking problem.
Which is why whenever we try to. Like, Temperance has this fart. And it's gross. The worst fart.
It smells like moldy pumpkins.
It's just the worst. Like, but you can, as gross as this is, I can identify my children by the farts. I know. I can walk into the room and go, God damn it, Ezra. Son of a bitch, Tempe.
And they're like, how do you know?
It's just your ass has a certain smell. And it's really, really wrong. It's something about your digestive tract. I don't know what it is, but ugh.
It's wrong.
So, but usually when they get to this, there's a certain level they get to where they're really, really foul. Mm-hmm. And it's because she needs to go to the bathroom, but she hasn't paused playing long enough mm-hmm. to go do it. And so we'll call her like, hey, Temperance, why don't you go in the bathroom and just sit there and try for a few minutes? I didn't fart. And then she like really freaks out. I didn't. I'm like, no, honey, it's not. So finally today I had a conversation with her. We were in the car and it was a Tempe.
It was bad.
And I'm like, Temperance, honey, I'm not trying to accuse you of anything. I don't want you to freak out. I just want you to know that I know that you just farted and it's totally cool. Everybody farts. I fart. Ezra farts. And your mommy farts. We all fart. Just dogs fart, cats fart, everything, and everybody farts. It happens. Farts are something that's a natural biological process. It's part of your digestive system. It just farts are okay. I'm like, but holding poop in because you got other stuff going on is not. It can make you very, very sick. So when we get in the store here, we're gonna stop off at the bathrooms. You're gonna go in there and try. And she's like, oh, okay. And she didn't flip out or anything, which is good because I didn't want her to. But she gets really like about it. So and yeah, it's just it. Ugh. I can see that from your upbringing with what your mom was, with the hoarding mentality and whatnot, why you're so quick to, and you are like that about a lot of stuff, and I really have to bite my tongue sometimes, and there's other times where I don't, I'm just like, no, it's fine, like, food, you have a big problem with food, in the respect of, like, if it'll say, like, this product is the freshest by this date, but still consumable within 3 weeks after that, as soon as that freshest date hits, you're like, nope, fuck it, I'm done. We're throwing it out. It's got to go. I'm not going to eat it. I will never touch it again. It's fucking evil. It's horrible. It's wrong. Kill it with fire. Burn, burn, burn. And I'm like,
I may have been forced
to eat. No, I know.
rotten, way past due, gross stuff for some periods of my life. And it makes me sick to even think eating something that is
tainted. Which I fully and completely and totally agree with you on. And I understand completely. For me, until I understood that and I grasped that particular concept about your upbringing, which I didn't, I found out later in the marriage. It was like, for me, it was like an insult of like, you really think I'm going to allow my family to eat yucky, moldy food? Like, we've had stuff that's gotten stuck in the back of the fridge that we've lost track of and it's gotten gross. But as soon as I pulled it out, I'm like, oh, good. And I throw it away. But I've never actually, like, you know, whipped out, like, the sour cream and shaved the top layer off and then still try to feed that to my family. I wouldn't do that. And so it was, I always took it as a personal offense at first. Like, you know, I'm not trying to poison you here. Fuck off. And then I realized that your grandma was fucking psycho when you told me this story. And she fed you expired, like, Miracle Whip and shit. Like,
all the time. God, stuff, damn. Like, stuff like that all the time. Yeah. And like, and I'm like, super sensitive to the smell and or taste of mold, like bread mold. Even the tiniest hint of it in the package will make I'm just done. I can't even, like...
Or sometimes even something that has the same twang to it, but isn't actually it. Like, there's some stuff going on up there where you say something's there, and it's like, no, it's not. But yeah, I let it roll because I'm not going to force you, like your grandma did, to eat something that's going to make you sick like that. So, I mean... So...
I can't explain it. It's just the way it is.
I can fully understand it. To this day, I can't get anywhere near Miracle Whip.
Yeah. Because your grandma did sandwiches with
tuna fish sandwiches that came out warm with fucking...
Actually makes me... Yeah. Like the back of my throat.
Gets you with that water thing going on. Yeah. Where you're like, you feel like you're about ready to barf. Yeah. That's how my entire week was that place. But I was so goddamn... Like you were at your grandma's house probably. Fucking grandma's was so goddamn hungry.
Yeah, but I practically lived with my grandma.
Right. No, and see, this, like the thing about this, though, is it wasn't expired.
Yeah.
It's just, like...
how it was used and served.
My grandpa has really gross tastes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if anybody knows what those Kippered snacks are, but those little tins that are, like, the sardine-type fish things. Mm-hmm. His favorite thing to do after work, and I remember this because we lived with him for a while, was to get some saltine crackers. He'd open up a can of the Kippered snacks, and he put them on the saltines, and then he had fresh-cut onion. Talking about a bad breath situation. And he piles it all into like a sandwich and he eats these for a snack. And just, I mean, I like onions. I like saltines. I even like Kippered snacks. I don't like them a lot, but I can eat them. I can't eat them in mass quantities like you could, but I can eat them. He'd pile them all together in great quantities. And sometimes he even toss like kraut with it too, like sauerkraut. And then he'd come out of there and he'd like, he had those Jake break burps. They're like, you know, the air break burps. And then the stench would just radiate the room. You're like, oh, God. So he just has some really funky tastes. And I'm not sure if it's because she cooks that way because of his weird tastes, or if he has weird tastes because he's adapted to her cooking, or some of column A, column B. You know, who knows? But because of that, he liked toasted tuna sandwiches, but she would toast it after the tuna. It was like reverse. Like you, normal people, you want to toast the tuna sandwich.
You toast the bread,
then put the tuna on it. Yeah. Then you eat. Nope. She put it all together
and then put it in the toaster oven.
Yeah. Torn the bread up a little bit, melt the cheese.
That's really gross.
It's fucking foul.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
So, that's the tradition. I've never kept along with my kids. Definitely would be a Pinterest fail too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That would just be like, you know, the whole nailed it thing. Not so much.
Yeah.
But
I'm trying to think of anything specifically that I did that just was a complete and utter failure.
The tater tot casserole thing that you were like,
that wasn't an internet thing though. That was just my random ideas.
Let's see here.
I know, what else was there? You always talk about that as like the worst meal ever.
It was so bad, babe. It was so bad. Like, and you cook really good. And I like tonight you had made stroganoff and it was amazing and I loved it. And I want my good husband award because I powered through that meal and I ate it and I didn't say a word.
You so did. And wasn't I pregnant and like really bitchy?
You were. Yeah. With Trent. And then you finally broke the ice and said, God, that was horrible. I'm like, thank you for saying it. Cause, oh, God. It was so, you're like, but you ate it. I'm like, I know. I didn't want to get yelled at. So, I was just going to sneak off later and have, you know, a snack or something to help cleanse the palate a little bit. But you broke the ice now. So I feel okay with saying that. God, that was horrid.
Didn't Ezra, he goes, yes. Because Ezra was there. And he was... And he did it too. He powered through too. Yeah. And I think you kept kicking him under the table. Don't say a fucking word. Eat the food.
Yeah. Because he kept.
We'll have ice cream later. Eat the fucking food.
He's just one of those guys that there is no filter.
No.
And he just tells you what he thinks and what he feels and doesn't care if it might hurt your feelings. Doesn't even think about the fact it might hurt your feelings. He just says it. And then you just. He doesn't have that concept of you know, feeling or being aware of other people's feelings. So there's a couple times where I saw him getting ready to open his mouth, and I did. I fucking like stomp his toe once. I'm like, you'll eat the food. You'll like it. We're not going to die. Doesn't taste good, but we're not going to die. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there thinking, people in Auschwitz had it so much worse. You know, I'm just, at least this isn't going to kill me. It's just gross. So, that wasn't a Pinterest thing. I'm trying to think of something else that came up. There was something fairly recently. The Minnie Mouse ears, the one pair turned out amazing, and then I'm not sure if your hands cramped or what happened, but the other
the black ones, right. When I was bitching it.
In the material.
It was a bad fabric.
Right. And that one.
I gave up. I burned my fingers on the hot glue like a bunch.
I haven't heard that kind of language come out of a trucker. It was just like, probably having like kids, let's go watch TV. I'm always having a moment. But it was one of those things that out of the goodness of your heart, you were trying to make that a special, magical, memorable thing for the kids the whole trip. And part of it was you wanted to have Mickey Mouse ears that nobody else could have because you had custom designed them and you found one of those tutorials on Pinterest. It's like, step one. Grab this. Step two, get the glue. Step three, ears. wait, there's gotta be something missing in here. So, but the first pair did turn out really well.
They did. They turned out lovely.
Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, those name boards where we had them sign their signatures on them, I'm not sure if that was a Pinterest thing or not, but those turned out pretty awesome.
That was my very own idea, and I think I should have put it on Pinterest. I was going to say,
you didn't Pinterest that?
I should, because it's awesome, and it would drive traffic to our page.
Something like that, yeah.
I think that's why most people do that.
Yeah.
People click on it, and it's a
thing. We had a guy try to sell us on it at work, like, we're going to Pinterest these things, and then they're going to start buying product from us, and I'm like, right, dude. Wrong industry, man. You're in the wrong field of work here. I can't think of any other...
Yeah.
Drawing a blank. I know there's another
one. I usually choose really easy things in my defense. It's very rare that I...
You did the gummy bear popsicle thing. I think that was a Pinterest thing, wasn't it?
It was. They didn't turn out that great.
No.
But I think it was the product that I used for them.
No. For me, what it comes down to is I hate hard gummy bears.
Yeah.
I have I'll take gummy bears and I'll stick them in my pocket and warm them up for a while so they're nice and soft and whatnot. I don't like...
Where it went wrong for me is that when the gummy bears are frozen in the thing and then you break them out, they're hard, but they're not. They're like kind of uncongealed around the edges.
Right. They're slimy on the outside.
They're slimy. Yeah. And so that's where it got me. Like, I'm like, nope. Yeah. It tasted good.
But right. The taste was great. But for me, I just... If it says it's a gummy, it's supposed to be gummy.
Gummy, yeah.
You know, like if somebody promises you a gummy BJ, you're not expecting teeth, right? I mean, it's just one of those things. You want it to be as sold as it's sold.
How did you turn gummy bears into BJs? How did that happen?
You've lived with me long enough. You should know
how this works. And I'm still amazed every time.
So, if it's a gummy bear and it's supposed to be, it's like there's a certain brand.
The Haribo.
I like those ones.
Yeah, but they can sometimes be a little hard.
That's only if they're stale. Like that's how you know if you're in a good store or a bad store. If you grab the Haribo ones and they feel like a rock, don't buy anything from that store. It's been on the shelf for a while. but there's another brand. It's some knockoff brand that I picked up one time. But
all the knockoff brands. No, I'm a candy snob.
7-Eleven's brand actually is pretty goddamn amazing.
Yeah, that's true.
They make a really good knockoff gummy bear. Yeah, so it's turning into candy corner moment now.
I know.
But our family really likes candy.
I love me some good
candy. And also, it was really... You didn't explain to me that it was Sprite that was frozen in there either. So I'm stuck on the same thing. Is it supposed to be Sprite-y? You're like, it is Sprite. Like, oh, thank God. I just want to make sure it hadn't, maybe some weird chemical reaction happened in the freezer and the gummy bears had, evolved. So, then there was...
The lasagna cups were a Pinterest thing.
Oh, my God, those were amazing. Hey, Izzy, I know you listen. You want to try a new food? Look up, and we can maybe send you the recipe.
Yeah.
They're lasagna cups. They're little, like, they're made in a cupcake tin. They're bite-sized lasagnas. Well, bite-sized for me, anyways. And they are awesome.
Yeah.
And you need to make those again, like yesterday. So, there was something else that you've made. Those Asian salad wrap thingies, were those from Pinterest, or is it just something you just made based off of what you'd had before?
I think I did look for the recipe
because those were good
online somewhere, right. But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, those were really good too.
Yeah.
And then there's another crafty type thing you tried to do once that was, what was it? It was, I just remember it was something that you tried to do, and it had, you had the kids that they had to help you with each stage, supposedly, mm-hmm. and it had involved like cutting paper or something like that. And we know our kids.
I don't scissors. Remember the one cutting paper, but I remember the one with the snowman for last year's Christmas presents for everybody, where we did the fingerprint snowman.
Oh my God! I thought you were gonna that one. I had to leave the room.
But I thought it went really well.
No. They turned out amazing. Getting the kids to do the paint and Trent not to touch you and the wall and himself and everything else. And you were like, you were getting ready to shoot the flames out of your head. And I was like, Ezra, come with me, buddy. We're going. Oh, Ezra was part of that too.
Yeah.
So I just slipped out of the room. I'm like, I've got to go poop. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to go be in the bathroom for a while pooping.
They turned out beautiful.
No, the end result was great, but it was one of those things that whole, like, you know, sing song fairy tale in your head, like, oh, it's gonna be fun, we're gonna have a crafty type of craft.
I guess that is what my overarching statement of all the Pinterest, whether you're doing it or you're not doing it, how are you doing it,
right?
Because honestly, the times that I've done the things, it usually does devolve into me yelling at somebody for doing something. Usually not for doing it, quote unquote, wrong, because I don't care about that.
No, but like with Trent, he'll like cover himself in some sort of goo.
Yeah.
And then he'll like jump on you like one of those face huggers.
Right.
And then you're covered in goo.
Right.
And then the goo like splatters as he does that. So there's goo everywhere. And it's just.
Yeah.
And also, a lesson that you finally started to learn is that you've, for the longest time, you didn't go get your dirty clothes on before you started those projects.
Right.
And so then the kids would touch your shirt.
Well, like, and let's not phrase nice it shirt. Like that, because that's a little rough.
Dirty clothes.
My grubbies, yes. You know, your house clothes. Yes, your clothes, I don't care if the Clorox bleach spills on this.
I'm going to go change the oil in the car clothes.
Yes.
Those clothes, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to go sell a house tomorrow clothes.
Yeah.
And you've gotten better about making sure you properly, because like you, a lot of times.
Well, I've gotten in the habit now the second I walk in the door.
Right. No, but for a lot of times though, you would set the project up in your normal mm-hmm. stuff, then go change.
Yeah.
And in the process of setting it up, like break into the paint and spill it and that thing or. So that was always kind of a little issue. So I think that's part of it too, is that, you know, don't feel bad about when you see the picturesque family that has, you know, seems to always just get along. I'm always more concerned about those families. Like when there's always just, everything's perfect.
When the dam breaks.
Right. Like it's just, yeah. Who's going to die first? Like who's getting the fancy scrapbooking scissors to the eye, right? It's like, so you just can't hold yourself to the standard of other people. You've got to understand that what you do is what you do. If your fids. If your kids are fed and loved and taken care of and they're not being beaten and they don't have serious emotional issues, I kind of go back to your dad's metric. Keep the daughters off the pole, boys out of jail, or sometimes vice versa, depending on where you live or what the kids are into, then you've done okay. You know, as long as you're trying to, you know, you're keeping them alive and you've raised decent people, then things are fine. So you can't always compare yourself to what others.
Yeah, and it's not usually what you did together, it's that you did something together.
Right.
Even and if I, that was
and I think that's
Netflix and you yeah, know, like pizza.
Not chill.
I didn't say chill.
Okay. God. Have you seen the Amazon and Anal?
Not a weird one, no.
There's an Urban Dictionary reference. It's Amazon and Anal. It's, like, it's for those people who Netflix and chill is just boring now or something like that. I'm like, Jesus. So, sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't say Netflix and chill. I said Netflix and pizza because they're children and they're mine.
Right.
So.
Donald Trump.
Let's just remember that Donald Trump wants to bang his daughter.
Yes. If you don't know what that means, go look up the Daily Show's little clip on that. That was hilarious.
It comes back.
Yeah.
It's not just the one night.
I know. It's like, great. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, that's the, that, yeah, for me, that was always, I had to stop comparing myself to, like, I'll see the pictures of, like, you know, the picturesque baseball or the dad's coaching this or doing that.
Why is it always sports with you? You don't even like sports.
That's the whole, that's why. I'm not big into sports. I sometimes felt like I was doing a disservice to my kids by not being big into sports. Like, would I be better off with them if I was raising manlier? This is all early on in my parent, you know, my parenting life cycle of, you know, well, I'm obviously not doing something right because I'm not coaching the baseball team and this and that and da da da. And that's like, oh no, we're doing okay. You know, I prefer to skateboard with my kids or do this or do that or whatever. You know, I still actively involve them in pretty much everything I do in my life. It's just not related around that kind of stuff.
I think we're pretty awesome parents.
We're good. We do good. You know, we have our faults. We have our problems, our little issues. But overall, you know, here's a perfect example. Okay. I've thought of one. School. You've always been of the mindset that, you know, school is awesome. School is good. If a kid misses some school here and there, it's not going to be detrimental to them as long as you're making sure they're staying on track. Yeah. I was always raised.
Never miss a day unless you're dying.
Right. Which actually helped my work ethic, so I'm appreciative of that. But it also was detrimental to myself sometimes with the work ethic too, until I got this job of like, if you come to here sick, we're going to fucking kill you because we don't want to get that shit. It's like, all right, I'm taking a sick day then. I've gotten to the point now where I'm okay with, like, with the Disneyland trip. We pulled the kids out of school for a week. Mm-hmm. We pre-prepped ahead of time, said, hey, look, we're doing this. It's going to be, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I know we signed their stupid attendance pledge policy bullshit at the school and all that jazz, but fuck you, we're going to Disneyland, and we'll make sure the kids get their homework done, et cetera, et cetera. So I've really gotten to the point now where it's, I'm going to gauge my child's intelligence and ability to learn things, and I can see how bright and brilliant my kids are, and also that school is not the best possible metric always for gauging that. What school does is the same thing it did for me, is it shows that you can read a book and you can take a test. And of course, for some who might be in a more narrow-minded viewpoint set with their family, exposes them to certain things they wouldn't have been exposed to before, which is all fine and dandy.
I'm not anti-school by any stretch. No. I just don't think it's how you get to be a healthy minded individual, like experience, life experiences and memories and good times don't happen at school. Like, you get a little bit of it, but you don't get enough.
Right.
And I think that while my mom let me play hooky way too much,
right,
especially for, like, just to sit around at home,
some
of my best experiences and memories and things like that come from times when, you know, oh, well, you had a dentist appointment at 1 o'clock. We won't make you go back to school and we'll go do this other thing. Right. Like, it wasn't taking the whole day off, but it was, you know, taking that extra time to do something important or different. And, you know, I think it is important
I'm right there with you. And I had to battle those internal demons of my own of, you know, well, if he misses school, then it's going to look poorly on his academia career and blah, 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 blah. And got to the point where, you know what? I started thinking, but when I was in school, I remember how bullshit a lot of it was and how much I hated certain parts of it because of this. And it didn't make me any less successful for the parts where I can actually go back and look at my school career and go, yeah, I totally fucked it off here and did this instead because fuck them. And I'm still doing just fine. And I still was able to do what I needed to do. And I still passed the fucking test and got the good grades. I just didn't have the good attendance. So I try not to hold my kids to a lot of the metrics that normal society might try to hold their kids to about as far as success goes with that when it comes to that kind of stuff. Once again, that doesn't mean that educating yourself, being intelligent, and being able to research and do those kinds of things isn't important. I'm learning this with my extended family and all this most recent political quagmire shit of, no, guys, what you just said was patently and completely, totally, not even like remotely, like just a little bit wrong, but like so fabricated that, you know, even the best con artist himself would feel really bad about saying it. But you just blatantly shot it out there. here, try Google. It's, we have the technology. We have these ways of figuring this stuff out where we can balance information and look at both sides and then make our own construed opinion. And it's those abilities that a lot of people lack that I think are very important. Like when you were talking about Ezra and his quote-unquote political opinion from a couple weeks ago, it's like, well, but why is that a bad thing? And then you start questioning him on it. He's like, deep, 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 deep. And that's where it starts to fall apart. And that's where it fell apart for me in my younger days when, like, I would spout something off that I heard my parents say. And then somebody would push back on me about it. Like, same thing we're doing with him. I'm like, well, Dad said so. Or so-and-so said so. I heard it on the news. And it's like, he really, you know, usually if you have somebody that's kind of like, yeah, but you got to understand this and that. And it helps get you to expose that stuff. Then you can start to realize, okay, not everything I read or hear or whatever is necessarily correct.
People right now are getting on a feedback loop.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to turn this into specific politic issues, but just they'll get in a rut where they're hearing something, and then because they're only communicating with other people who have heard the same thing, they're just in this constant feedback loop of reinforcing the same
reaffirming opinions. Yeah, they think because the people they surrounded themselves with happen to have the same opinion or worldview they do,
then everybody thinks that way, or and
because they've heard it so many times, It's the mentality that I've caught myself in before. Like, I'll immediately want to go share something. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me stop and think about this here for a second. No, this seems weird. Then I'll go look at it. And it's like, nope, I was right. That was completely not right. Or, nope, I was correct. I was right. And I'll share it along. So part of what I want my kids to do, too. God damn, sorry. My throat's all messed up here. Is I want them to kind of push the boundaries a little bit in the respect of questioning things and not being showing a lack of respect, not being being an ass just to be an ass. But if you can tell that somebody is being a douche just to be a douche, and you want to throw something in their face or just kind of throw facts their way and do that, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. And that's kind of what I do with my Facebook feed. Anybody who follows me, I can guarantee you that if you go through my Facebook feed and you look at it as far as what it seems that I support and how I support it, or where you think I would fall within these, like if you took gun control or any of these other debates that are out there, my posts are going to look very much one way. And if you just look at it from the surface value there, you're going to automatically peg me as what I'm not. And for me, it's one of those things that I like to give back a little bit of what's given to me as far as my very closeted conservative family goes, and throw things out there that I want to see if I can peg anybody into a discussion, and then if that can go deeper, and then can I actually have a discussion with you about this civilly, or are you just going to go to, you know, Muslims are, you know, goat fuckers? I had somebody do that to me this week.
I know. I saw that. I was like,
so,
oh, okay.
Something about their goat fuckers and their pedophile prophet.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Something like that.
Yeah. And every other worldview for this person, and especially from a martial arts training, because he was a part of it, I have a lot of respect for the dude, except when it comes to that. And I'm just like, deep, deep, do. And then, of course, living where we live, I like to throw things out there. But it's, for me, it's challenging people's way of looking at stuff, and can we come to some sort of an agreement? And I want my kids to be able to do the same thing with respect of, I want you guys to know that just because somebody tells you something doesn't mean that it's correct. Mm-hmm. Just because you say something does not make that correct. And also, can you have a discussion with somebody without being a dick about it?
Yeah.
Which is the hardest part. The hardest part is when somebody disagrees with you, to not immediately fly off the handle and want to, you know, go nuts. And I think that's part of the reason why we have some of the weird problems we have going on in society. I mean, you've compounded it with religion and everything else. We can't handle, we've raised a bunch of people over the course of the last couple hundred years.
You can't stand it when somebody disagrees with them.
Right.
Simply disagreeing with somebody is not allowed anymore.
Well, that, or it's being such a staunch position will get you so much likes or views or whatever, but you have to do that. And so the new 24-hour media cycle is both a great thing and a horrible thing, and all this other stuff.
Cycle. I know, but suckle works too. Yeah.
There are some people that suckle off the teeth of the media and don't do anything else as far as research goes. But that's what I want them to be, free thinkers, in the respect of they have the ability to form their own opinion based on the facts that they have and what they found without just automatically feeding into.
That's the most important thing for me is, yes, you've got all this information. Now get some more information. And if you don't have enough information to form an opinion, then don't form an opinion.
Or just say that. Or say, I don't have enough information at hand right now. This goes back to that dogma debate show I've been listening to that I happen to, you're welcome, Slacker. I got Slacker hooked on. That's the one thing he does. He sits there and he the guy is something I want to aspire to now as far as a debater goes. He is really good about. The conversation never gets mean.
Yeah.
It never gets...
accusatory?
Even when the other person gets souped up and gets, like, mm-hmm. ramped up and wants to really start trying to, like... Then you can tell they're just throwing darts to try mm-hmm. to egg him on. He doesn't let it get to him. He just goes, okay, what about this? He just wants to have a discussion about, I just want to know why. And it's funny to watch how quickly that can deflate the other side. And then the conversation actually starts to happen, and then you can actually get a good understanding for why this person believes what they believe versus what he believes versus what you believe. Mm-hmm. And just a damn good conversation is had, and it's really awesome to have that because not enough people have those abilities. And so when Ezra starts popping off, he did something today. I don't remember what it was. It was last night at his friend's birthday party. Somebody was playing Guitar Hero, and we'd all been kind of poking fun at the person because we'd all played Guitar Hero before, and it was just general good-natured ribbing, like, dude, you know. Like at one point, my buddy Chris was playing it, and right at the end of the song, right before it bombed him out, he fucked it up pretty hard, and his son's like, yeah, it sounded pretty good at the end there. I'm like, oh, you little smartass. but then there was something, Ezra got hit, it went from being the good-natured ribbing to cocky. Ezra started, like, you know, popping off in the mouth. I said, hey, Ezra, so why don't you put your money where your mouth is, get your ass up and walk over here and grab the guitar and show him just how good you are since you're talking all this shit. And it's in front of his peers, right? Mm-hmm. And he went like four shades of purple. I'm like, oh, wait, you don't got those skills, do you? Yeah, then shut the fuck up about it. He goes, okay, I will. And he just like immediately deflated him, right? And I nutted him in front of his friends. But sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to smack him down a few pegs in front of their peers to show them that you just can't.
That's not what. Well, and Ezra has a way of doing that because that's what he's been shown to do by other people.
Right.
That the only way to get some people to laugh and have a good time is to take somebody else down a bit.
It's always be derogatory and deflammatory and inflammatory and, yeah. and just corrosive towards other people.
Right. Where he could have said, you know, something like what. Oops. Now you're doing it. He always chooses to up himself
mm-hmm.
and like how my shit's awesome, you know, and it's like,
but which would be, I could almost handle that better if when he was upping himself, it was the truth.
Yeah. Well, he's got to learn to put his money where his mouth is. Right. Like literally, I mean, just like, don't talk about how great you are unless you're great.
Yeah.
And be
like Muhammad Ali was somebody who was good. About talking, like, you know, about how great he was, and like he'd float like a butterfly and sing mm-hmm. like, and those amazing mm-hmm. like rants that he'd go on. But then he'd step in the ring and fuck a motherfucker up, you know. And he held true to it. And then there's like people like Ronda Rousey, where for the longest time she was putting her money where her mouth is, but then she went from being confident
to being cocky,
and then got her fucking ass, well, actually her face handed mm-hmm. to her as it hit the mat. In that round, and you could see the fear in her eyes when she realized, I don't got this. Mm-hmm. I'm not as I've met my, oh fuck, you know, not to say she can't come back from it, but it's probably going to be a goddamn good learning experience for her that there's a difference between confidence and cockiness, and you stepped over that boundary. And Ezra likes to trample that boundary a lot.
Yeah.
And he likes to just, you know, whip it out and slap it all over that. But the thing is that it's just, if he can learn it now,
it would be great.
Because then he won't have to royally embarrass himself and or hurt himself down the road by doing something stupid. But also it's going to make him a nicer, better person to be around and to be with and a better friend and better significant other, et cetera, et cetera.
So not to change topics really fast or anything, but we're going to change topics really fast.
Okay.
Back to the tradition thing. Yes, yeah. Because I took Tempe to take part in one of the traditions here locally. You yes. and Ezra and Trent went to the party, and I wasn't sure I was going to go or not, but I decided last minute to go ahead and go down.
Yeah, they have a little Christmas tree lighting tree thing. They do Santa Claus. They have the ships. We're by a dock here, so yeah. they have boats that have like
Christmas
the lights.
Ships with the lights. Yep. And I decided to take Tempe down. We were all snuggled up in coats and stuff, and we were down there. She had her little umbrella, and we had hot chocolate. Well, she had like a sip of hot chocolate. But she had been saying that her stomach hurt pretty much all day. And
she'd been having gas and whatnot. Yeah. So we figured, okay, just yeah. go work yeah. out what you got to work out and it'll be fine. And
I thought in fact, we met up with my mom at a restaurant downtown. And we didn't eat anything, but we just kind of hung out. And she went to the bathroom while we were there. I'm like, that had to have been the problem. Right. Okay. And so... So then I let her have like one of the mini candy canes, mm-hmm. a sip of hot cocoa, and some popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there talking with some of our friends, and we were just hanging out. And she comes over and just barfs all over the.
Just blah.
It was yeah. so bad. And one of the friends of mine is pregnant, and she's had horrible
right.
morning sickness this whole time. And yeah. and I'm like, back away, but we just don't need run. To start a domino effect. Yeah, like, run
now. Run while you still save yourself. I'll take one for the team here.
And
and of course, that's the same lady who had the flooded basement problem yeah. too. That poor girl.
And so Tempe had tried to block oh. the vomit with the hand. So it was all over her
hand. I didn't hear that part. Oh.
So it was all over her hand. Oh. It missed her hair. Thank God for haircuts. And but her hand was just covered. And it was really gross, and I'm getting the thing in the back of my throat.
Did you have to wipe off on Santa's coat? Oh, gross. That's it. Santa's done. Fuck you kids. I'm out.
No, that lady helped. Got her some water, rinsed yeah. out, spit, all this stuff. I actually had to put tissues over the... There was no way to clean it up.
Right.
So I just put tissues over it, like, please don't walk in the vomit.
It was out in the grassy area, though, too. Yeah. So
there's no way to clean it. Like, no. I'm like, and it's just muddy.
Right. And it reminds me of that incident we had with Ezra a while back where he was trained to get to the bathroom so it would be a better place to do it, but didn't think it was going to make it end up. Then he thought he was helping by putting it on the carpet. I'm like,
yeah. No.
I mean, next time, just do it in your blanket.
We can wash that.
Because I can just take that up and I can take it outside and hose the stuff off and whatever, and then I can put it in the washer. It's not a big deal. But now I've got to go to an extractor mm-hmm. and get it mm-hmm. out of the pad, and it's going to wick up for... No, don't ever be anywhere but the carpet. I don't care. It could be anywhere but the carpet, you know. It just yeah, I felt bad when I heard that. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
And then it was also a miscommunication between you and I,
because I was supposed to go out with my friends. You had been gone all week, and right. usually the weeks you're gone, like, I get some kind of like, okay, I get 3 hours for myself where right. nobody's gonna fucking bitch, you know.
And you had made mention there's a girls' night thing I want to go to. I'm yeah. like, totally cool. So before I leave the house, I'm like, hey, what's up tonight? Were you going to this girl's thing? I don't know.
I was pissed off because the day had gone not according to plan. Right. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going because I don't know what time you guys are going to be home from your thing. And then I didn't realize that what I had essentially done is given you permission to come back whenever the fuck you wanted.
Well, that's not what I did. I mean, honestly, I stayed there for an appropriate amount of time as far as being there at the party goes. But
if I had said, I need you back by 7, right. you would have come back and been home by 7.
Yeah.
But that's not what I said.
Right.
That was my bad.
Yeah.
But it's because, like I said, the intent of what my statement had meant, but in looking back at right. it, I was like, oh, I just told him to not worry about it, which is not what I meant to do, yeah. but that is what I did.
Well, then looking back on it, I had the same thing, too. And this is where communication's handy, folks. Teach it to your kids. I'm like, you know, that was one of those statements that I should have pushed it. And I should have pushed hard, like, no, do you need to do this or not? Because if you are, I'm going to explain. If yes, I'll be back by then. If no, I won't be. Because you do that sometimes where you get pissy mm-hmm. or in a bad mood, and you just won't give an answer. And then I'll do the thing, I'm like, well, fine, fuck it. If she's not going to give me an answer, I'll, you know, like you said, I'll just come back when I come back. And I'm not going to really try to be, you know, expedient or whatever. Blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, you're like, well, I wanted to do this. Like, no, actually, you didn't say that. So we're both learning that, you know, I've got to sometimes push you a little harder and you've got to be a little more clear. So we ended up, I owe you a girls' night still because you didn't hit that one up like you were supposed to. yeah, and yeah, no, yesterday sucked ass. Let me tell you that much. That was no good. It's back. Everything's fixed now for today. Our server almost took a shit. The podcast would have gone offline. Everything wouldn't have lost any data, but nothing would have been being served. So that was amazing. Email, the whole nine.
Yeah, all I know is I lost you for the whole day. Like, yeah. That happened at like 9:30. You didn't look up until 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were just like, I think we should feed the kids some dinner. Like, at 4:30.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah, you said lunch. And then, like, a couple hours later, we need to do dinner or something like that. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, the day went, but it was... I've got to find the time to get into the back end there, because this isn't the first time it's crapped. This is the hardest it's ever crapped, but it's done it before. But it's also what happens when you're trying to do this shit on a budget. Like, I know exactly how I could fix the fist. I know exactly how I could fix the problem. but it would cost me about $125 a month to do so. I don't have that kind of cash, or it would cost me a larger sum up front to purchase all the hardware and then stick it in the data center at work. I could either rent all the equipment or I could just buy it outright, but I don't have the cash to do either of those right now, so I'm doing a virtualized solution instead, and it tends to shit the bed every once in a while. And then it tends to shit the bed epically. So
apparently, because like I said, and you just sat there over there, so here's where my neuroses comes into play. I can't stand it when you're sitting there muttering and you mutter and curse the whole time. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, say it out loud or don't fucking say it. But don't sit there like the whole fucking day. And you were pissed off and you were yelling at the kids every time they did anything. And it's like, if you're going to be this pissed off, go away. You have a whole fucking office. And I knew what you were going to say, but then I wouldn't be with the family. And I'm like, yes, that's the point.
That's the whole fucking point. No, actually for me, I'll take that into consideration, but here's why I don't do it for future reference for you. When I do remove myself from the office,
people come and bug you.
People come up there and check on me every 20 minutes. What's wrong? What's the problem? And it's like, if I had the fucking time or the energy to explain it right now, I would have done so already. The problem is the same as what it was before. It's fucking broke. It's not working.
Yeah, but I do that. Oh my God, now I'm doing it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I do that anyway when you're down there. I just, I can see you and hear you the whole time too.
Yeah.
So I think your best bet in the future would be to remove yourself. Go to a coffee joint. I don't care. Just don't sit there being a bitch.
I cleared the customer base out if I did something like that. Because I don't know if anybody's ever spent time with, you got those mechanics that'll curse. Like, for whatever reason, sometimes just cursing at something makes it work better.
Curse when it was like 8 solid fucking hours of that.
I know. Well, that thing, it was a goddamn rodeo. I for a while there, I thought I was going to have to come up with some sort of a crafty ass solution.
But
to keep the podcast files served while everything else went down, including the site, until I could reset up the server and complete, which I didn't have time to do ever. I don't have time in the next few weeks to do that.
So you'll be frustrated by this analogy, but. You know, on movies and TV shows, when the computer genius is doing computery things and they're talking it out, and they're like talking the whole time, and they're fake typing the whole time, and it's like
the only difference is I'm not fake typing,
and but they're muttering and they're like, oh yeah, and this file goes there and this file and that, and oh, I found the problem, and you do that the entire fucking time, 8 solid fucking hours of that, and then every 5 minutes the kids would do something annoying because they do, and you'd be like. And I just wanted to kill you for most of the day. And then you're like, hey, what's the plan for the rest of the night? And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Did you notice how quickly I can... That's the difference between you or I. Like, when I'm working on something like that, as soon as it's fixed, I'm happy as fuck. I'm out of it. I'm good.
Took me a couple more hours to get out of the funk. Excuse me.
No, I'm just saying that's one of the key differences there. And that was a lesson to the kids for how to properly read people. That's what that was all about. I orchestrated the whole thing, babe.
Because, right after you get done doing your thing, you're like, so what's the plan for the rest of the night? I'm going to go take Ezra to the party. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Fuck off, fucker.
I haven't known what I'm doing all day.
Yeah. That was, it's...
So, yeah.
If anybody wants to
great
chip
parenting.
In to, we need some new equipment fund. That was one of the times where I came like, I really need a GoFundMe. I should do this because, like, Jesus.
No.
No, I know. But it's just one of those things. It pissed me off so hard because it's one. I'm a person that if a problem has a good explanation for why it happened, like the time that we had the HVAC system at work go down and temperature spiked and things crashed, mm-hmm. as far as the computers, that's perfectly explainable. What wasn't explainable was we had an HVAC system that has two, it has a backup system in it. So if the main compressor and fan goes down, the backup compressor and fan come in. Mm-hmm. Except the backup compressor and fan were bad from the factory. There was a manufacturing defect in them. We come to find out. I'm like, why didn't they test it at the factory? There's no way to test the backup system. I'm like, wait, what? Hold on. So you designed this HVAC to have a backup that you can't test. You just are Bon Jovi living on a prayer that the fucking thing will actually work when it goes down. And how much money did we spend on this piece of equipment again? Because I think it was way too fucking much. Because obviously there's a flaw here. And so stuff like that agitates me. So like with this whole thing is like, there's no rhyme or reason for it. It just, the database takes a shit. And it's the one kind of database that if you don't have a good backup of it, it doesn't recover properly. And it just goes like, and it's all sorts of fucked up and not parenting related at all in the respect of that. But at the same time, it was just, it was as frustrating, if not more so, than my kids are, because there's no explanation for why it was. It's like having a child. It's like, there was no good fucking reason for you to do that. So why the fuck did you do that? I don't know, derp. That's all my server was doing to me all day yesterday, was being a derpy ass kid, just being derpy all fucking day long and shit in the bed whenever it had a chance to do so. So, yeah.
It's alive now.
Yes, but my plan is still, I think I'm going to spin up another virtual server, completely set up from scratch, transfer everything over, tell this one to go fuck itself, and move on from there. But I haven't, once again, it's a whole factor of time. So, yes. Got to figure out a time to do it again before it decided to take the next, you know, session. So, little Trentism real quick before we go, that cracked me up today. Whenever you eat a lot of fruit, it tends to do things biologically to your digestive system. Makes things free-flowing, we'll put it that way. Fairly just loose, good to go. Things just kind of do what they got to do.
Yeah.
So he had one of those this morning in the toilet, and I walk in there and let me see if he's done yet, because he still needs help wiping when it comes to that kind of stuff, because it's just a cleanup. It's much easier for me to wipe his ass than it is to go, oh my God, there's shit everywhere, and have to put him in the tub. And so I'm like, hey, buddy. I'm like, oh, your tummy's a little upset. Or how much? I'm like, I'm asking, like, what'd you eat yesterday? He's like, no. Everything's fine. It's just melted poop. I'm like, what? He's like, it's not hard. It's melted. It's melty poop. I'm like, oh, no. I've got a new name for diarrhea now. I'm never going to see this diarrhea again. It's always going to be melty poop. So I actually cackle out loud from the bathroom. I mean, you asked me what I told you, and you started laughing too because you were talking about his melty poop. So,
what about the I'm a baby?
Oh yeah, how'd that exact thing go? There was a fucking phone. Oh, no, what was I doing?
Trent, here? I'm not a baby anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, buddy, then you can fall asleep on your own now. Okay, I'm still a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get him to where he doesn't need anybody to be the room with him while he falls asleep.
That is the latest challenge, is that he wants us to be in there with him, like sitting in the recliner or whatever. But it's gotten to the point now where he's just keeping himself awake to stay awake.
Yeah.
And I've got better things to do in that time than sit in there, besides just sitting there.
Like, it's just time for him to start learning to put himself to sleep without somebody monitoring him.
Right.
And knowing that we're close by.
Yeah.
So, it's so baby steps. Cause
he was doing something, and I'm like, and I was giving him crap for it. I'm like, oh, look, it's little baby Trent, because the way he was doing it. He's like, I'm not a baby anymore. I'm a big boy. I'm like, oh. Well, then big boys go to sleep by themselves, and they don't need anybody in that room to go to sleep with them. And he goes, and he has this look on his face like, oh, fuck. And he's like, I know, I'm still a baby. Yeah, he did. It was that whole, it's a trap. But he's like, I'm I still a baby then.
Well, when I was tucking him in, mm-hmm. so you were sitting in the chair, I was tucking him in, and I'm not going to lay down with him, which I've been laying down with him for a while. And I said, I'm not going to lay down with you. He's like, no, I want you to, and I'm like, you're not a baby though. And he goes, yes, I am. I'm a baby. And I go, okay, well then I'll let Santa know that, you're a baby, so you want baby toys.
And baby presents.
And baby presents. And he looked at me like, oh, no, 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 that's not what I want. So he looks at me, he goes, no, 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 tell Santa I'm a big boy. I'm like, okay, so you have to let me go so I can go and you can go to sleep. And he's just like, wait, worked, this logic circle is not working.
But it worked because he was out within like 10 minutes. And I'm like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So, but that's going to be great because that's going to flow right into what we have for next week. So we'll say that for then.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have anything else unless you, I mean.
I'm exhausted.
Me too. Let's kill this. You know, get her done. Well, as usual, if you want to contact us, the website's currently still up and www.badparentingpodcast.com.
If it's not there, you'll know what happened.
Yeah, it'll come back as soon as I can get it there. You can email us at grounded@badparentingpodcast.com or Justin@jody@badparentingpodcast.com. If you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 503-609-0375. Or you can call in like a little voice memo thing on your app and email it to us. That works as well, too. Oh, wait. No. I would be in so much trouble if I forgot this. Oh, hold on.
What? What did we forget? I yawned.
Slacker would kill me. All right. We're going to hold that thought for just a second.
Murder is bad.
Okay. So I got that all prepped. So, I think it was last week's episode, you asked for people helping you to name the... your real estate business, or was it the episode before that?
I think it was last week.
So maybe pretty it was sure. Last week, maybe it was this week.
Pretty sure.
Let me get this to open up, and then we'll. Where's the pause button when I need it? Why is this being so slow? Hold on, I didn't want that to go yet. Okay, so that's ready to go there. All right, so let me get this back over here going. That one. All right, so. He came up with not just a name for your show, but also, you know, a little promo type commercial thing. So here's the picture he sent for us. Oh, and it's going to be slow loading this. God damn it. So. So it says you don't need a house, you need a roadhouse. And then, here we go.
Hi there, Slacker McGee here. Do you need a house, an outhouse, a shed? Possibly a hostel or a doghouse or a crack house. A shopping cart or truck or a dumpster. If you need any of these things, you know what they have in common? You can live in them. And the fine people at Roadhouse Realty can help you do this. Just contact Jody at Roadhouse Realty. That's right. Roadhouse Realty. This message brought to you by the organization to help Will Slocker become the supreme leader of the galaxy. Good day.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. I'm gonna say that all week and people are gonna think I'm nuts.
Roadhouse Realty. I actually busted out some of the Dalton logic today at some point. Where was that at? Where was I? What was we doing? Were you with me? Were you not with me?
It wasn't with me because I would have given you the glare and I don't remember doing that.
Right. Or was it yesterday? I don't remember, but I actually brought it into actual conversation. I'm like, well, that's just when you got to do what Dalton does. And people are like, Dalton, what the fuck? I'm like, Roadhouse. It's you have to be nice until it's time to not be nice. It might have been over the birthday. Anyways, it was much funnier when I actually remembered why I said it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It was hysterical. Absolutely. Funniest thing that ever been said.
Goddamn right. All right. Well, then, if you have nothing else to add, babe.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Until next time, try not to be shitty parents.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Bad Parenting Podcast, a conversational show about all aspects of parenting, the good, the bad, and the smelly.
It's all done now. Here it goes.